CRTV News with Winston Lebga. The main points. Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea size up relations between Yaoundé and Malabo in a meeting at the Equatorial Guinean town of La Paz. Forests are green gold, which is free. The 7 p.m. examines Cameroon's moves to conserve and better manage its forest resources. Niger cuts ties with Kiev, accusing Ukraine of promoting terrorism, leading to rising diplomatic tensions in West Africa. In sports, Atlantic FC of Caribbean, Mintak FC of the Upper Senegal hold tight to their leadership positions in the qualifiers for League 2, the National Interpols. The development of these stories and others next. Hello there. The state of relations between Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea is currently under scrutiny as the ninth session of the Cameroon-Equatorial Guinea Commission holds in the Equatorial Guinean city of La Paz. This is the first time in 12 years that the commission is holding to deliberate on the best ways of solving problems affecting the harmonious living together of their peoples. The Minister of External Relations, Mbela Mbela, is heading the Cameroonian delegation with Territorial Administration Minister Paula Tanganji attending the proceedings. For updates, we call on our envoy to La Paz, Albert Njebonde.
The corridors of the deliberations room of the Grand Hotel in La Paz are empty and quiet as Cameroonians and Equatorial Guineans brainstorm behind closed doors. The preoccupations on the table are as sensitive as they need a long-lasting solution, reason why the issues of the political and consular committee are taking the most attention here. The borderline between the two countries at Kiosi in the south of Cameroon has been closed since May, impeding regional integration, and the stay of Cameroonians in Equatorial Guinea has from time to time been a bone of contention. The experts are brainstorming on how best to put this issue at rest, knowing fully well how much it affects relations between the two countries, knowing fully well how it affects the harmonious living together of the two communities. Another sensitive issue on the table relates to the borderline that was decided by colonial power Germany. The borderline of over 200 kilometers is subject to some misunderstandings as well as border crimes. Given its sensitiveness to territorial sovereignty, the two parties have agreed to organize a special frontier session in November to delve into the issue. External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela is keen on the consular issues, with the Territorial Administration Minister Paula Tanganji being attentive to border preoccupations. All this to guarantee that the La Paz come together becomes a new takeoff in the already strong and historic relations between Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea. Albert Njembonde, Christian Betsigi on special assignment, La Paz.
We stay with matters concerning the Central Africa zone. More than 5 million bonds have been issued into the CEMAC sub-regional stock market. The Bank of Central African States, BEAC, officially issued the bonds today in a ceremony in Douala, from where Madonkwele reports.
The signing of the Golden Book between the Central African Development Bank, BDEAC, and the Central African Stock Exchange, BVMAC, concretized the mobilization of funds which will enable the bank to continue implementing development projects. In all, 5,476,971 bonds are in circulation at the sub-regional market for the implementation of the 2023-2027 strategic plan in different domains, including health, agriculture and industries, amongst others. The president of the BDEAC, Dieudonné Evumeku, revealed that this move seeks to contribute to the sustainable economic development of Central Africa, modernize and transform the bank, as well as diversify its resources. On his part, the general manager of BVMAC took time to expatiate and throw more light on the bonds with regards to investors, Louis Bangantolo.
In terms of the term or the maturity of the bond issued by the BDEAC, the first range launch is 2024-2027. So in this first range, we have one interest rate. The second one is 2024-2029. And the third one, 2024-2031. What the investor have to get is just the interest rate.
The ceremony was attended by the president of COSUMAF, the director general of the National Social Insurance Fund, littoral governor, some investors and heads of stockbroking companies. Madon Kwele Bezatie, CRTV News, Douala.
Over in the west region of the country, the sum of 11 billion CFA francs has been set aside for a giant agri-industrial park in Bangua. The project has been conceived by Senator Micheline Zamu of the Nde constituency and will be executed by the Network for Growth Sectors in Cameroon. Still in the west, a central market worth more than 300, with more than 300 shops, has been opened in Bangante by the Decentralization and Local Development Minister George Langa Obam. The central market is a project that has been carried out by the mayor of Bangante, Eric Nyat. Here are the details with Kingi Angela Pa.
Worth over 900 million CFA francs, the newly inaugurated Bangante Central Market offers local traders and entrepreneurs a total of 304 modern and functional commercial spaces, which, according to the Minister George Elanga Obam, offers them an environment conducive for the exercise of their activities. The minister commits council authorities in collaboration with the local population to ensure the proper maintenance of the structure. This concrete action by the municipality demonstrates Mayor Eric Nyat's desire to support the local economy and promote the growth of commercial activities at the municipal level.
I'm really happy for my populations. I want also to thank Mr. Bia, the President of the Republic, for giving us all those tools through decentralization so that we can develop fully our countries.
The new shops provide a conducive environment for the exercise of commercial activities. Beyond the economic aspect, it will also contribute to strengthening the social bond within the community by creating a space of meeting and exchange for the inhabitants of Bangante. It will also, authorities say, promote job creation and boost the local market. The well-attended inauguration ceremony ended with the cutting of a symbolic ribbon and a tour of the structures. Bangante, Kingi Angela Parr, CRTV.
Cameroon's Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manaouda Malachi, has officially extended the universal health coverage scheme in the southwest region today in the capital town, Boya. Here is Dr. Diallo's report.
Good evening. You're welcome to Boya, where the Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manaouda Malachi, has introduced the health voucher for pregnant women into the package of the universal health coverage for the southwest and northwest regions. From the launch at the Boya Council Hall premises, the Minister visited the Boya Road Integrated Health Center, where the staff and pregnant women at the center were overwhelmed to receive the Minister, who gave coupons to pregnant women to be affected into the special health scheme. The Minister's next stopover was at the Regional Delegation of Public Health and the Boya Hemodialysis Center to see for himself the reality of the center and the actual implementation of the Universal Health Scheme. Paying homage to the land, Minister Manaouda Malachi's last stop was at the palace where the paramount ruler for Boya dressed and recognized him as a notable in the Mokwe land, calling him Molame Wondo. Ndoto Diale, CRTV News, Boya.
On to a 7 p.m. focus package, experts say forests have a great potential to boost Cameroon's economy and make significant contributions to the country's gross domestic product. They recommend that for this to be possible, there is a need for the sustainable use of forest resources. Here is a commentary on the issue with Bertrand Osumba.
Forests support local livelihoods. Their sustainable management is vital to ensure their long-term health and productivity, promoting economic growth. Economists argue that the forest has a potential to generate economic opportunities for local communities. by adopting practices that ensure the responsible use of forest resources, communities can harness the economic potential of forests through activities such as ecotourism, non-timber forest products, and sustainable logging. These activities not only create jobs and income for local residents, but also contribute to the overall economic development of the country. Government, businesses, and individuals, therefore, have to prioritize the sustainable use of forest resources to create a more resilient and prosperous future for all.
The Minister of the Environment, Protection of Nature and Sustainable Development has called on environment stakeholders involved in the integrated management of some of Cameroon's forest landscapes to promote forest governance, as well as to enlist the services of the local populations in the sustainable management of biodiversity. Minister Hélé Pierre was speaking in Soa on the outskirts of Yaoundé today, while presiding over the third session of the steering committee of the program for the integrated management of Cameroon's forest landscapes in the Congo Basin. Some Lingam.
Financed by the Global Environment Facility, this project aims to strengthen the integrated management of significant forest landscapes of Cameroon in order to ensure its biological integrity and increase economic opportunities and improve livelihoods for forest-dependent populations. The project addresses the main constraints and drivers of deforestation, forest degradation, and biodiversity loss through an inclusive and integrated approach that permits to achieve and to maintain the effective participation and empowerment of indigenous people and local communities, the end result being to strengthen their resilience. The six-year project is implemented across the Cameroonian segments of three transboundary landscapes, including the Kampoman National Park, the Ja Ozala Mikebe Tridom Landscape, and the Lokebe National Reserve. Presiding over the third session of the steering committee, the Minister of the Environment, Protection of Nature and Sustainable Development, Hélé Pierre, outlines the promotion of sustainable forest management through non-timber forest product and timber value chains in the Tridom landscape, as well as the increase of biodiversity benefits through the development of sustainable tourism. This project, inter alia, includes an appropriation of land management and the governance of high conservation values.
The fight against illegal logging and moves made towards the preservation of the ecosystem are considered as the positive impact of the Sustainable Forest Management Program in Cameroon's South Region. Actors of decentralization as well as forest and wildlife specialists applaud the government's policy, stating that it will go a long way to preserve the Jar Reserve, the Kampoman Park, and the vast forest there. Clarence Azay.
The South region is host to a sizable portion of Cameroon's forestry potential. Many here, like the mayor of Mvangan, Thomas Minsley Eba, are worried that future generations might only get to read about the history of the country's forest in book pages. What we've observed is that most exploitation companies, most often owned by expatriates, only cut trees abusively and do not replace them. It will be difficult for future generations to know some plants and animal species. He, however, expresses hope that the full implementation of the Sustainable Management Program will do more good to the country's forest ecosystem. I believe that the government's Forest Sustainable Management Program will help fight deforestation. It is true we need wood to construct and for furniture and other things, but we must not lose sight of the fact that there is a future generation. A view shared by Fred Petisok, a forester.
The impact of sustainable management program on the country's forest is of great relevance and significance. It shapes the socio-economic and socio-ecological welfare of the country.
Environmentalists and opinion leaders believe that a lot more needs to be done, especially in the domain of law enforcement for the sustainable forest and wildlife management in the South region and Cameroon at large. Clarence Azzi, reporting for CRTV News in Bulova.
In the East region, forestry and wildlife officials are said to be having a tough time trying to ensure the sustainable management of forests. illegal mining activities, forest exploitation, as well as burning of the forests to create space for agriculture remain the main causes of the rapid depletion of the large forest zone. Tala LT.
An aerial view of some parts of the Bumba and Goko division best show how some forest exploitation companies in this part of the country are complying to regulation in place, which requires that they all have a strong reforestation policy. Over the years, these forest exploitation companies attest to have planted thousands of different tree species and also ensure that these trees are not destroyed. The creation of national parks and protected areas across the region has also contributed significantly to the sustainable management of this forest, since it is forbidden to farm, hunt, or fell trees in these protected areas. Some animals which were on the verge of extinction have witnessed a rapid growth in their population. Romanus Ikfungei is WWF program manager at the Jengi Trinational.
Lobeke National Park was created in 2001 by a prime ministerial decree and is very, very rich in biodiversity. It has a stable population of African forest elephants. It has quite a good number of great apes.
At the East Regional Delegation of Forestry and Wildlife, piles of wood seized from illicit forest exploiters, as well as elephant tusk and animal skin seized from poachers, are a strong symbol that the government is bent on saving this rich natural environment for posterity. Tala LT, CRTV News, Bedwa.
As you heard earlier, Swai locality on the outskirts of Yaoundé has been the venue for the third session of the steering committee of the impact program for the integrated management of Cameroon's forest landscapes in the Congo Basin. The focus has been on the assessment of the first 2 years of that project and the putting in place of a roadmap that will guide the program for the next 4 years. The guest on the 7 p.m. is the country director of the World Wildlife Fund, WWF, Alain Bernard Ononino, who spoke to Sam Lingam about the achievements and challenges of the program.
So far, the level of implementation is in good progress. Most of the activities planned for year two are effectively implemented. We are currently at around 26%. The first one is in Kampoman landscape, which focuses on promoting ecotourism. The second one is the Trija Ojala Minkebe. It's a transboundary landscape covering Cameroon, Congo, and Gabon. Also in southeast Cameroon, in Lobeke National Park, the project has five key components: land use planning, promoting the improved protected area management, promote the value chain of non-timber forest products, promoting ecotourism through gorilla habituation. And the fifth one, it's about monitoring and evaluation and coordination of the project.
The consideration of indigenous communities remains a permanent concern in the enactment of clear-cut environment policies in Cameroon and even in the sub-region. Do you think this project has been able to reconcile the concept of sustainable conservation of forest and the improvement of the livelihoods of indigenous people and local communities?
The main focus of this project is to create an impact at two levels. The first one on the natural capital of Cameroon forests and the biodiversity. And the second one is on the well-being of the indigenous people and the local communities. That's the reason why we are ultimately trying to reconcile the local communities and indigenous people with conservation.
What are the challenges or obstacles identified in the course of the implementation of this project?
The first one is more of an operational challenge, because we have a project that has been designed to focus on local civil society organizations. So those organizations are the ones actually carrying out the activities on the ground. Most of them are based in remote areas, so the access is not easy, so it's important to ensure that they are provided with the necessary means for them to effectively implement the activities.
Do you think at the end of the project, local communities, indigenous people, their lives will change because of this integrated project.
The idea is to, at the end of the project, be able to provide to local communities sustainable revenues. Through the value chain of NTFP product, communities have been able to gain revenues of approximately 55 million CFA. A good portion of the project will be on supporting land use planning, the other components on ecotourism and improved management of protected areas are also benefiting from the project.
Mr. Alain Bernard Ononino, thank you very much for your availability.
Thank you so much.
21 minutes past 7 o'clock in Yaoundé, you're listening to CRTV News. The Director General of Taxation informs the taxpayers of the Large Taxpayer Office, LTO, who have not yet declared their beneficial owners or are experiencing difficulties in doing so, that additional training sessions are being organized for them. These sessions will be held from Tuesday, the 6th of August, to Thursday, the 8th of August, 2024, from 10 o'clock in the morning to midday in the auditorium of the Directorate General of Taxation. The Director General of Taxation reminds taxpayers that, in accordance with Section M8D of the General Tax Code, the declaration of beneficial owners is a legal obligation. Taxpayers who are yet to comply with this obligation by the end of these training sessions will be liable to the penalties set out in Section M99 of the Manual of Tax Procedures of the General Tax Code. The Director General of Taxation counts on the compliance of all. 82 experts in arts and science have taken the oath of service today at the Literal Court of Appeal. Details with Bitnia Atang Tabara.
In accordance with the legal requirements, the application of candidates are subjected to a preliminary examination by the General Assembly of the Court of Appeal with jurisdiction in the relevant area. Ebanga Mete Patrice, expert in managing companies in difficulties.
I submitted an application in order to be as a candidate, and I'm happy that after selection, my name has been obtained as one of the experts.
According to the oath taken by the experts, they must be extremely neutral and discreet in their work, which must reflect their commitment to absolute objectivity. Ebanga Metier Patrice.
I'll just do what they ask me to do, to do my job professionally. I've been doing it. I want to serve not only the appeal court, but indirectly my country.
The General Assembly of the Court of Appeal will effectively supervise the competence of the experts and act accordingly if there be any shortcomings. Bitnia Atang Tabara, CRTV News, Douala.
Over 200 children aged between 1 and 18 have successfully completed a 5-week holiday camp organized by the Association for the Promotion of Youth Entrepreneurship. The children were handed attestations in Yaoundé today after showcasing the skills they have acquired to the delight of their parents, George Mwam.
9-year-old Kilian demonstrating his entrepreneurial skills by selling an array of items which they produced to showcase to their parents at the end of their holiday camp. For over 5 weeks, the children aged between 1 to 18 years immersed themselves in learning practical skills in leadership and entrepreneurship.
I'm Estelle Tama, the president of Abredance. We have formed them in psychological and practical activities. We have financial education, oral art, menstrual hygiene, and handicraft.
The goal of the activity is to empower children and prepare them for future challenges.
Our objective is to give some dream for our children. If we give them some practical skills, they can create things and make money with them.
With faces beaming with joy, the children admit that their lives were transformed during the holiday camp.
I've learned how to make cakes, benches, tables, flowers. I've learned how to be independent, like how I can
and start my businesses.
The Youth Holiday Camp is an initiative of the Association for the Promotion of Youth Entrepreneurship in partnership with Sauvons-les-Vies and the St. John Group of the Francophone Catholic Parish of Mvokada in Yaoundé.
This release from the Ministry of Defense. The Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of Defense has the honor to communicate year after the funeral program of Vice Admiral Ngwangali Guillaume, who died on the 7th of June 2024 at the Ambroise Paré Hartmann Hospital in Paris. Thursday, the 8th of August 2024 at 11 in the morning. Coffining and religious service at the Yaoundé General Hospital mortuary, followed by the laying in state at the Chapelle Ardente of the Headquarters Brigade in the Yaoundé 3 Subdivision. 8 p.m. wake at the Headquarters Brigade. Friday, the 9th of August 2024 at 10 o'clock in the morning. Military honors at the courtyard of the Headquarters Brigade in the Yaoundé 3 Subdivision. Saturday, the 10th of August, funeral ceremonies in Lolodorf, Ocean Division, South Region. It is signed by the Minister Delegate, Betty Asomo-Joseph. Abroad, reports from West Africa say diplomatic tensions are rising as Niger cuts ties with Ukraine, accusing it of supporting terrorist groups in the region. Meanwhile, in Tanzania, the investigation of a viral video depicting an alleged gang rape of a young woman is ongoing. Journalism student on internship Jessica Nda now has the Foreign News Roundup.
Niger has cut diplomatic ties with Ukraine, accusing Kiev of providing support to terrorist groups following a significant defeat of the Malian army by separatists and jihadists in late July. The announcement comes after Mali ended its relations with Ukraine earlier this week over comments made by Ukrainian officials about the clashes in northern Mali. Ukraine, however, has dismissed the allegation of supporting international terrorism as a hasty and ill-considered action. And in Tanzania, police are investigating a viral video depicting the alleged gang rape of a young woman, sparking an uproar in the East African country. While the police have not confirmed if the suspects are soldiers, they have denied claims that the victim died following the incident. Authorities have urged the public not to share the video to avoid further trauma to the victim and her family, and have promised to provide more information once the investigation is complete. And out of Africa, at least two people have been killed and several others trapped under the rubble after a hotel building partially collapsed in Germany. Rescue operations are ongoing with more than 200 emergency service personnel at the scene. The hotel's roof crumbled, shattering windows as the top floor of the building collapsed onto the lower floor. The damaged building in Western Germany dates back to the 1600s. Some students and paramilitary forces in Dhaka of Bangladesh are redirecting traffic and keeping things running as police stage a strike following the popular uprising that toppled Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. Hundreds have been killed in the recent unrest, which began over civil service job quotas and led to the deadly government crackdown. With Hasina now escaped to India, the country is in a state of uncertainty as it grapples with the aftermath of the change in power.
In sports, we talk football. The national interpools, Atlantic FC of Kribi and Mintak FC of the Upper Senegal, have consolidated their leadership positions in pools A and B. Mintak FC defeated Option Sport of Bamenda 1-0 in the second day 3 match of pool A, played this afternoon at the Fekafo Technical Center in Oja. In the first match, Union Sportive of Abombang defeated Botafogo of Douala 1-0. In the meantime, Atlantic of Kribi won their third consecutive group match this afternoon. They defeated Boya United 2-1 in the second Pool B match that was played at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo earlier. Kribi of Garoua won Volcan of Noon 1-0. CRTV News.